We're going to use auxiliary information to help us obtain a ratio estimator. Our data are saved in a SAS version 8 data file, and we have post-stratification totals saved in a text file. We're going to begin by clicking on the new WESFAR data file button. This will open up the input database. We will select the SAS data set, and we will click on open. Here, we need to indicate the full sample weight, and that variable in our data set is called WT. We click that variable into the full sample weight box, and we would like WESFAR to consider the other variables as regular variables. So we click on the variables radio button. We click on the button with the double chevron to move all of those variables into the variables box at one time. And then we click on File, Save As. We save our data file, and we're now ready to create the replicate weights. We click on Data and Create Weights. We're going to choose the Jackknife 1 method of creating the replicate weights, and we are going to choose the variable that contains the PSU information. This variable in our data set is called CLU. We click on the arrow to move it into the VAR unit box. The VAR unit is what WESFAR refers to as the PSU, and now we click on OK. Again, we need to save the data set, and we're going to replace our previous copy of our data set. As you can see, the replicate weights have been created, and our last step is to add the post-stratification totals. We'll do this by clicking on Data and click on Post-Stratification. We need to tell WESFAR which variable in our data set contains the cell definition, and so we scroll through our list of variables until we find that variable. In our case, it's called STR, and we click it into the cell definition box. Next, we need to find the file that contains the actual data. We click on Browse, and we look for a text file. In our case, you can save it either as a .txt or as a .dat file. It doesn't matter. Both are text files. You click on the appropriate file, and you click on Open. Next, you say OK, and again, you're asked about saving the data file. We click on Save. We're asked if we want to replace the data file. We're going to say yes. WESFAR asks us if we would like to save this new file under a new name. Although WESFAR recommends that we do save it under a new name, we're going to say no to this question. Are we sure? Yes, we are. We are now ready to analyze our data in WESFAR.